Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Bob, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Spiffy.
Not bad.
Spiffy. Oh, someone got a new pair of shoes.
I did.
The heels are fine. That explains it.
Yeah, Chris is always getting a new pair of shoes.
That's true.
I'm actually slowing down.
Well, I'm glad you're spiffy. I'm glad everybody's good.
You know what you have to look forward to is when Sophie's foot gets as big as yours. You can buy her the cutest shoes, and then she'll outgrow them, and then they're yours.
Do you know that is actually a brilliant idea, and it surprises me that someone as practical as you thought of it. Brilliant. I never thought of that. I do tell her, though, sometimes I'll get a pair of shoes and I'll go, hey, Sophie, someday these will be yours. Yeah, like when you're 12, because she's probably going to have big feet. So.
Yeah. Oh. Cute little Soph.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about traveling to Disney in groups. If it works, if it doesn't work, what kind of groups can work and which ones really aren't going to work out so well. So we recently did a couple of group trips, and the one in July that we did, we had a couple of different events that we tried to do, dining reservations, dessert party, different things, and I think some things went off well, and other things were just a nightmare. What were your reactions? Bob, did we see you?
You saw me a little bit. You saw me
at the beginning.
You saw me. Where did you see me? You saw me at Trails End.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then
is
we
Hollywood? No, you saw
I didn't
me.
See him
you saw
at
me at Trails End. You saw me at the Grand
Line. We were in Hollywood.
Oh yes, in Hollywood. Yes, that's true. But I didn't really hang out with you for the experiences that you did at Hollywood. But you did see me.
Yeah, we didn't see you.
A mirage or anything. Yes, you did see me. But
you can't create a mirage that big.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of got not left out. I mean, because I couldn't do the experiences. Unfortunately, it just didn't
simply
mesh with my schedule. Right. But do tell. I mean, what your thoughts about doing the group experiences were.
I think for me personally, Alicia helped me do the dessert party, and I got there after she did, and so she was helping me out, and, you know, I was literally running through Epcot to get all the way back to Italy, and, you know, we got to the park in time, but I was supposed to be there early, and I wasn't. But getting there, handing out the wristbands, making sure people that were coming in were supposed to be in, it seemed like a less enjoyable experience to run that than to just sit back and enjoy it. And I know Alicia had the same type of thoughts, that there was always just something to look into. And eventually I did sit down and eat my ice cream and my churros. But I don't know. I think there were a couple of glitches with that whole group getting together for the dessert party. And just making sure everyone who was supposed to be there was there. And not the other way, and not people that shouldn't be there. There were a couple people that tried to get in. They're like, oh, yeah, I know that. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't know anyone in here.
So, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were two guys trying to get in.
We should have let them in. Some of that food went to waste.
It did, but we only had so many wristbands, and you need a wristband to get in. Yeah.
That's why you need to buy your own off eBay. Oh, God. Hey, people do that.
Seriously?
Well, at one point, some people were doing it to get into Beach Club to swim there. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. You know,
yeah. They'd be like, what's the color today? That's awful. Yes.
That is awful.
Shame on them.
Oy. So, Yeah, I think that was a little difficult to coordinate. People coming in later than others, people getting there early before we were ready for them. So I think planning is key when it comes to something like this dessert party. And there was just so much to plan overall during that trip. I fell short. So that's my advice. Plan, plan, plan.
One of the things that drove Lauren and I kind of crazy was she and I are kind of punctual and time-oriented, and not everyone in the group was. And so it was kind of difficult when other people would kind of show up 15 minutes later than they were supposed to or whatever. And I think when you're going on a trip with a large group, you kind of have to accept that there's going to be a lot of waiting around.
Yeah, there
Well,
is.
and but there doesn't, I think that again goes with planning. Like, I
Yeah.
think, like, for me, my frustration was I had everybody else was there for a length of time, and I
Yes.
was only there for a small chunk of 3 days. And I had my two children with me who they're going to Disney, they're anticipating doing certain things in Disney. And when they're standing around waiting, it was frustrating for them because they were like, we could be on Space Mountain right now. And I think that was hard for me. I think that if you're going to do a big group, it's really hard when you have people coming and going into the trip. Like, I think if you're doing
Yeah.
a big group and you're going and you all go at the same time and you all kind of follow the same path, it's just like when you go into the park in the morning with a big group, if half of you start at 8 a.m., and half of you start at 11 a.m., you are never going to catch back up.
Yeah.
Because everybody that's already done all those rides between 8 and 11 that you now want to hit at 11, you're never going to cycle back together again. Like, you
I
have
think
to start and stay together or just kind of go at your own pace.
kind of related to that, I noticed that when anybody in our group decided to go somewhere else, we never saw them again.
Exactly.
And I would have like these, I'd be like, oh,
Where'd they
like,
go?
this isn't going to work out, And like a couple of times, like especially with my situation, because a lot of times I'll take the younger kids and my husband will take our older son, and we would get separated and I wouldn't see him again. And I didn't see my husband hardly at all on that trip. So,
I did.
I know. I know. I know. Yes, 'cause you're the super nerdy mom. He thought you were great entertainment. So, but yeah, I didn't see him at all. So,
Yeah, we ended up taking the bigger kids on the bigger rides, and you guys got the little kids and the Pooh Bear rides.
Yeah. Which was okay.
Lisa, you got the better deal.
Oh, I did.
You did.
Yeah, I got to go
Now,
on Thunder Mountain a couple times. We took Jack on, not Jack.
Jared.
Yeah, well, we took
Oh.
Jared too.
It is Jack. Alex?
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, we took Alex on that one.
Yeah.
And it was his first time, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because he was scared to death, and then we get halfway through the ride, and he starts loosening up, and he's, woohoo! Yeehaw! It was so awesome to experience that with him.
Well, and that's one benefit of going with a group is you get to like enjoy other people's experiences. When it's just me and my kids and my husband, we do the same thing over and over again, but being with another group of people opens us up to different or experiences.
That's true. And I
But
enjoyed going with other people. I'm sorry, but Jared, I just think he's
he's
awesome.
awesome. He is.
Yeah.
And
We just had him over the other day.
that's your son's friend, so he's not even
Yes.
family,
I
so to
know.
speak.
He's like an honorary pixie kid.
Yeah. So he did a good job. He was so awesome. I love the way he stood up to Steve.
I know.
But anyway, back to our topic.
Sorry.
No,
Got
we,
distracted.
yeah, Jared's kind of fun. So I think it was difficult when no one would make a decision as well. Where do you want to
Yes.
go? What do you want to do? And I don't care. I don't care. You decide.
Yeah.
And with apathy running amok, we got nothing done. And so that wasn't good.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, it's really frustrating, especially since it's crowded. And if you start late, you're not getting on anything
Yeah. I mean,
in the crowds.
we spent an hour over at the circus tent just standing around.
Yeah. Right. That drove
braiding hair.
Right. And that was so, and there was, I mean, that day though, there was nothing we could do. We just got to the park late and there was just long waits for everything at that point.
Yeah. It was frustrating. And I think we were being park brats because we didn't want to wait in those lines.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it. I couldn't.
Painful.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm spoiled. I'm not used to waiting 90, 120 minutes for a ride. And so I didn't. And I did nothing.
We put our foot down and we didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you know what? I can tell you that I wasted how many park tickets? And there were four of us going into that park. And even getting a 10-day pass, you're still looking at about a $45 ticket. That's $180.
Right.
That we really wasted.
Yeah.
And so that kind of pains me. So, and we did that probably 1.5 times. One of our trips, I think we just did one ride and left, but the other trip we did no rides.
That's why you have to have an annual pass. You don't.
I'm so glad y'all have those annual passes now for your girls, at least.
Yeah.
Because then you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'd look at them and I'm thinking, this is ridiculous to spend so much money and get so frustrated by the crowd levels. And
yeah.
And it wasn't just the crowd levels and the heat and the rain. It was being in a group as well.
Yeah. Being in a group is just, I think it's really difficult. I tend to book a lot of people in groups. I think I sent in January about 30 people. And to me, the thing that worked for them was that they all did different things and they met up at dinner time.
That's a good idea. Because not everyone, you're not going to do a tour like some of the Brazilian groups with the flags where you, okay, let's go to this ride. Okay, this ride. And then,
oh no, that's what we need though. We need a flag.
Well, we do need a flag, granted, but.
And we need Bob to carry it.
Yeah.
I could get one of those. Can I get one of those t-shirts like the Brazilian tour groups wear?
Yeah, we all wear the same bright colored t-shirts and Bob carries the flag. And
you know what? I can one up you on that. We're going to put Steve on Bob's shoulders and Steve carries the flag.
Then we won't miss anything.
Yeah,
we'll see them no matter. Actually, we can find them no matter where they are in the park anyway.
That's very true.
And just to make it more fun for people, we're going to 5 minutes before Wishes starts walk into the middle of Main Street and find a person with a family and stand right in front of them. Yeah,
you're so cruel.
Yeah, and hold our iPad out to take pictures.
Oh, don't you love that?
So I don't know if a flag would help our groups, but it almost sounds like you guys are saying groups are a bad idea.
No.
Poorly planned groups are a bad idea. And I think that's almost what we turned into.
Yes.
You know, we had lots of things that everyone wanted to do and no one wanted to be left out or left behind. And it just got too big with too many levels of interest and too many appetites and bathroom breaks. And
that's the hard thing, too, when you have a whole bunch of 5-year-olds, a whole bunch of 10-year-olds, a whole bunch of 15-year-olds.
Yes.
That's a pretty broad range of where the children want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that complicates it.
There is divide and conquer.
I have to say, I travel, and I've done it every year for the last, 6 years now, with 20 family members, and we all go, and we all stay together, and we spend the whole day together, and we do dinner together, and we do the fireworks together, and we hit everything, and nobody ever feels like they haven't hit anything that they want to do, but we have it down to a science, and we all blend well, and I think that's the key.
Are you going to give lessons?
I don't even know how to give lessons. I think it's just the way we travel together. I think it's just our dynamics of our family. I think we all enjoy each other. So we will travel with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old and my twins who are 11 and, you know, Rich's cousin who's 15. And, you know, it's just everybody just kind of goes together and we don't break off ever. We just stay together and we do everything.
Wow. That's impressive to me.
It is, and I don't know why it works.
I almost would recommend you have to go in with the attitude, if you want to do a family reunion or a group that goes down to Disney, to realize going into it that you do need some separate time, or perhaps to regroup and group the bigger kids that can go on the roller coasters separate from the little kids that are 36 inches tall and are never going to make it on there or are too afraid.
But you also have the little kids that are 36 inches tall that want to go on some of the other rides with the bigger kids.
Well, but if they're 36 inches, they can't.
I know, but that's where, like, with my family, that's a dynamic that we've always had a problem with. Like, the little ones always want to go on with the big ones. So even if it's, you know, small world, they want to go on it with their bigger cousins.
Yeah.
So I think you have that dynamic, too, where the little ones look up to the bigger ones and they want to do certain things with
that.
Right,
and they don't want to, you know, because I thought it was kind of crummy that, you know, Brooke and Sophie and Steve and Chris all went off with the little kids. And, you know, you do get in the same groups. And, you know, it was great hanging out with your hubby, but, you know, I didn't get to hang out with mine.
Yeah.
Or Brooke. So all of a sudden I'm on a trip with Amber and some new people. So it was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't look at what we did as a family trip. I look at it more as a group trip because I was separated from my family a lot.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to do that again. That was not enjoyable.
Well, what I was kind of hinting at before is you've got to figure out your plan, whether you're going to all stick together, come rain or shine, and stick together, or if you're going to break up and perhaps meet up only for dinner or things like that.
Yes, I agree.
But the other option that I think works well for groups is a cruise.
Yes.
You're all on the same ship. You can do a lot of the same activities, meet up for this or that, but you always meet up for dinner.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great idea if you've got a bunch of people traveling together.
Do you know the problem with Walt Disney World with a huge group is that there's so much to do, it's very easy to get overwhelmed with choices. And when that happens, and, you know, as y'all said, everybody's got different agendas and abilities and things they want to do. It's too much. Whereas with a cruise, you don't have as many choices. You know, you're going to go swimming or lay around or eat, you know. That's easy to kind of figure out.
Well, if size is one of the big issues, what about Disneyland?
I don't think that's going to help any.
No, it's still the same thing. You've got the ride dynamics there.
Yeah. And now you've got another park that's just a few steps away, and I think that adds a whole nother level where you're going to be trying to, well, I'm just going to run over here. I wanted to catch this show or...
Exactly.
You know, I've got a fast pass over here or whatever. You know, there's more problems or different problems, I should say, that come up if you go to Disneyland. I don't think you're resolving anything by going over there.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Sorry. Nice try.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it could work on some levels.
On some levels it can. But
I think it's the same type of situation. You either go in together or you go in with a plan saying, okay, we're going to do this and we'll meet, you know. But you can't expect to go back together because if you and your group have ridden Soaring and Small World and, you know, these other rides and everybody else has ridden other rides and you come back together and you're like, okay, let's go hit this now, and you've already hit it, now you're going your own ways again. And that's what happens all day long when you try to reconnect.
Yeah.
See, I think you could have that same problem anywhere, though. I mean, I think it comes down to planning. Even on a cruise, well, I want to do the aqueduct. Oh, well, this kid's too small. He can't do it. Oh, but this little kid wants to do it because he looks up to the big kids. They want to go to this club, but they can't because they belong in the Oceaneers lab, and they're in the Twin Club, and we want to hang out by the pool. And
if you have the clubs and stuff, you have the option then of going, okay, well, you're too big, you're too little. You guys want to hang out together. Let's go hang out by the pool.
Yeah, there is a solution.
There's a solution there.
But there's a solution in Disney World, too.
But yeah. It's not easy solution. That's what I'm saying. I just think it's more complicated in the parks. I think if you're going to go and you want to hang out together and be together, you almost need to kind of start and finish together. Or at least start together and get halfway through the day.
Go as far as you can.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another aspect that I thought was a little difficult is just the nature of the beast is dining. Trying to get a reservation for 15, 20 people, it doesn't happen. And then they're willing to take you in smaller groups. Well, even just trying to get dinner that one night we were at Beach Club, we go over to Yacht.
That was a mess.
It was a mess. And we checked at Yachtsman Steakhouse just to see if there was a walk-in, and there wasn't because we were too big. And we were, what, 8 people? Maybe 10? I think we were 8.
Right.
Something
like
that.
Yeah, we weren't there yet.
And so we head over to Captain's Grill, see if we could do a walk-in there. We couldn't. Again, more poor planning on our part. But then we go over to, what's that called? The Cruise... No.
Oh. Crew Cup Lounge.
Yeah. And we ended up, we were going to sit at some of the tables and chairs. You know, they have like little couches. And then a table did open up. And it really, it was difficult to find anywhere that a group of 8 of us could go without a reservation. So trying to pull tables together and squish chairs and...
Well, and I think another tip for booking a large group, make sure you book far out so that you can get dining reservations at 6 months.
Yeah, I think that's key. Oh, and another thing, when you do have large groups, and if you do get a dining reservation, whether it's... usually, like some of the signature restaurants, I know when we've had a large group at Citricose and when we had one at Narcoosie's, they really want you to take those early dining reservations right when they open so they can accommodate you. They don't want you coming in at 7:30 with a group. So get ready for an early reservation if you're going to do that.
Or be prepared to split up.
Right.
Yeah.
Also true.
Yeah, but usually they can get you together if you're willing to be patient.
Well, that's what we did at Beer Garden. How well did
that
work out?
That was beyond patient, though.
How long was that total wait?
I wasn't there.
Oh, at Beer Garden? It was terrible. Okay, so you guys got there about 45 minutes after we did, and then we were like, what, an hour?
Yeah, we waited a long time.
Yeah, but part of that was they made an error, so.
Okay, well... it was still ridiculous because I saw plenty of tables that were open in there. But anyway, that's an argument for another night.
Do you know what I think we did well? Lots of people stayed at different resorts, and that didn't seem to be an issue. I know when I book people, sometimes they're like, we all have to stay at the same resort. And
no.
I always say, you don't have to because, I mean, maybe you've got a young couple and all they can afford is Pop, whereas if you have somebody, you know, the grandparents can afford Bay Lake Tower. So... you know, I thought we did very well with sort of accommodating people who were at different resorts because a lot of us were at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Fortunately, we have cars.
Yeah,
we had cars, so that helped.
I think that helped in picking some people up and dropping some people off.
Although some of us had accommodations driving in the truckster.
Yeah. But, you know, going to the water park. You know, you make things work. So I think that you either need to have some very good pre-planning or you need to have flexible, thoughtful people in your groups if you're going to try this. Any overall suggestions?
Don't travel with your friends. I'm kidding. No, actually, I loved it. I mean, like, I was thinking about it today and I thought how much it was nice to spend time with y'all. Having said that, Lisa's right. You got to have a ton of planning, and people need to be really flexible and not get their feelings hurt, you know, if things don't go their way. Because, you know, I mean, it's really hard. Like, we all have an agenda when we're in the parks, and it's really hard to drop that agenda. Just go, okay, I'm going to do what everyone else wants to do.
It doesn't help that the group that you were traveling with is all travel agents, too.
Right.
So and, everybody's an expert to a degree, and everybody has their thoughts of, to a degree, we are all experts, but I think everybody has their own way of, I think this would work best.
Well, and for me, I'm not a planner for, you know, when I go to Disney World, the only thing I plan is food. And so, you know, people would have, you know, very definite ideas. Like Lauren would say, like, for example, and Lauren and I, you know, we never had any issues with this because I would just go with the flow. But Lauren would be like, I want to do this park and I'm going to do these rides and then we're going to go over here. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know what we're doing tomorrow. So that's hard because most people, you know,
That was because I had kids with me that are older that have been to the parks a million times. And they were like, we need to go to Animal Kingdom and we need to ride this ride. And like they had certain things that they wanted to hit and we were trying to fit it all into such a small period of time.
So you really need to, you need to travel with like-minded people because you may have people that are familiar and go to the parks all the time, but who want to do certain attractions. I have to do Space Mountain. I have to do Big Thunder. I have to get on Mission Space. And you may have people like Chris who say, well, I'm just going to go with the flow. And if I do a pool day or whatever, that's fine with me. And whatever happens, happens. And if I end up at Hollywood Studios, great. But if you try to mesh those two together, chaos could...
Yep.
Ensue. So definitely like-minded people, I think, helps.
And I think you're giving me some new ideas on how different people can be within a group because some people are going to want to stop for a snack every couple of hours. Some people are going to want to go into the shops when they see them. Some people aren't going to want to stay for 20 minutes to let their kids play in the splash zone.
Exactly.
So
And food. Food's a big issue.
Do you sit down and eat? Do you do a quick service? Do you sit down and eat the quick service? Do you grab your burger and run?
Yeah. That is a huge issue because, like, for me, food is, like, a big part of the vacation. So I always want to do a sit-down restaurant. And just planning the September trip we're doing, you know, I noticed that y'all are doing a lot of quick service. And I'm like, we got to do sit-downs. You know, I want to do that. But, you know, not everybody wants that.
Well, and it gets expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah. Well, you're traveling with your family in September.
Right.
So
that's
going to be...
That's a big difference because the people that we're traveling with in September, with the exception of Bob, they're all singles.
Yep.
And so it's...
Well, no, because I still have to take care of Chris.
Yes. That is true.
But even...
mainly us as travel agents leaving our families behind and going and being able to kind of spend a little extra money.
Because it's one person, and you're the one that needs to experience these restaurants. And I get that. I get that way when I don't have the kids, or Steve for that matter. But we're not going
to
be able
to feed Steve.
This is where our group doesn't mesh, and I have to just break off and say, it doesn't work for us on this trip. Mm. And it'd be great to have a dinner or a meal where all of us can get together, but I don't think that's going to happen. We will dine with each person that's going, but not all at once, and it's just the way the cards are going to fall this time.
But not even what you were saying, I mean, with dining and quick service and the shops and things, even something as simple as bathroom stops can affect a large group, because if you've got 20 or 25 people and they're all various ages or whatever, even something like that, you could be stopping constantly and having to wait and things. So really like-minded
you
people.
You need to get on the
share...
same cycle with the bathroom. One person
everybody
has to
drink.
Go, everybody has to go.
Yeah. Everybody tries.
Right.
That's my rule.
Yeah. Well, it's silly not to.
But you really do need to go with people who share your same touring style, and I think you do have to book it early. It's not something you want to throw together last minute. You could, but
there's going to be people that want to just go, and others that are going to just take their time, and maybe they want to watch shows where someone else doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to ride the rides and they're there for the big thrills,
and there's
people
nothing
are all different,
and there's nothing wrong with time apart saying, all right, let's break off for a couple hours and I'll see you back at the resort, or I'll see you at dinner tonight, or
you say that now, but I saw the tears in your eye.
Those were tears of joy, Chris, knowing that I was finally away from you. But, no.
But I think ask some of these questions to the people in your group. You know, if you're traveling with different families, especially if you've never traveled together before, find out how they like their vacation. Do they like to get up at the crack of dawn and go to rope drop? Do they like to take a break in the middle of the afternoon? Are there going to have to be naps that are taken into consideration? You need to find out what everyone does on their normal individual vacations and see where they can compromise, where they won't, and then build from there.
Do you think, like, I know, I think it's always a good idea to have one person sort of, not necessarily in charge, but be a voice for the group. Like, you know, like kind of like how we, yeah, I mean, like kind of like how we did it where we had, you know, like you and Alicia planning the dessert party and everyone else had some input, but we weren't really, our hands weren't in it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Except for the menu.
Listen, I had no say in that menu.
Yeah.
Oh, we took a little bit of
the churros were bad.
I liked the churros.
Mm. I like the churros. Especially when you soak them in the alcohol.
Mine were soaked in butter.
Anything is good when you soak it in alcohol.
Well, pretty much anything's good when you soak it in butter and brown sugar, too.
Right. So I was good with it.
Yeah.
Well, before you guys debate the butter and brown sugar versus alcohol soaking, maybe we should... Yeah, so
maybe we should. Why
was Bob at that dessert party? Oh, yeah, he wasn't there. That was
no.
The problem. Yep.
No.
That's why my churros weren't sweet enough. You weren't there, Bob.
Well, I will stick my finger in your tiramisu bar. Wow, that came out sounding wrong.
Okay, that I think it's time to wrap up the show.
Wow,
right?
And losing the G rating again in 3, 2, 1. All right, there we go.
I think we did that a long time ago.
Yeah, I think about 3 minutes ago we had a good closure. We had a good little wrap up. So, right before Chris started talking. No,
it was my fault.
That's going to end this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. If you like our shows, please go over to mousejet.net. You can also head over to iTunes, and you can download them over there. Send any of your comments and questions to us at comments@mousejet.net. Please join us again here next week on Mousejet.